Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Like, that you're in a movie theater, this like starts playing, it's like, let's go, dude.
Right. Seriously. Why wouldn't theaters just put this on? Why?
Great point.
I mean, John, I see you very reflective over there. Terminator and Terminator 2. All-timers.
It's going to become relevant.
Well, yes, the AI
especially
thing.
Especially now.
Uh-oh. I agree with that.
There's some relevancy.
That's what people are saying.
Watch yourself.
Skynet.
We're going to need a John Connor.
Uh-oh.
And I am not he.
It's starting.
We know. I don't really look to you as the savior of the human race, Joe.
I'm just trying to win a competition against Fritz. Heads I'm just up. Trying to get to the starting line against Fritz.
We're just trying to get a date.
All right, so let me address this. Let me address this me and Fritz thing for a moment. So, because we haven't talked, you know, John, you and I haven't talked off the air. James, you and I haven't talked off the air. Rhea, Ruben. So all we've had is the on-air comments, which I will maintain here. But I did talk to our boss, Rod Lakin, yesterday. And I told him my mindset. So let me give you my mindset publicly.
The coward's mindset? Is that the one we're talking about?
No, yeah. It's the wise.
Please describe
it's
so just checking. Understand.
It's the wise man's mindset. So here's the deal. I actually I feel more energized based on working out the last 2 weeks, John. And I am in a good flow. And you can make fun of me, John, all you want. I am proud of the fact that I am digging in. Now, I'm not like going 100 miles an hour right now with working out because I was told by people, start slow, ramp up, don't hurt yourself early. Here's my point.
Are we supposed to wait?
Maybe August.
The look you just gave me, John, was August. One of the most amazing.
Listen,
looks.
I don't want to get injured. I pulled both groins a couple years ago and stunk.
No matter what.
No, I don't know about that.
You will get injured.
I don't know about that.
How many of these are we doing?
Five.
And you will be injured.
Look,
will break down.
But let me be clear. We can golf in the early side because obviously I'm not going to get injured golfing. But the sprinting thing, the basketball thing, tennis to an extent.
Can I ask a quick question?
I need a little bit of time to prepare, okay, and I think that's reasonable.
The over-the-top confidence that you would be Jack, how does that jive with the fact that you physically can't get to the starting gate?
It's not
where
great.
Does one lead to the other? That's what I don't get. How do you not see the disparity between these two things and understand that
point.
That's why we don't believe that you could be Jack, because you can't even get physically to the point where you can compete without hurting yourself.
Well, it's a fair point.
It
is.
Huh? Is it on?
Yeah, it's on, but probably more like August and some stuff like off before that. Listen, guys, John, you care about me, right? You don't want me to see me get hurt.
Why the?
There's no answer to that.
This guy.
Well, that was a serious pause.
I don't want to get hurt. I think that's reasonable.
You should have seen the look.
I did. I saw it.
That was one of the most telltale looks. It was fascinating.
You'll be fine.
John.
That's why people should watch our show on YouTube for that kind of look.
Fascinating. I don't care about this. Oh, I'm worried I'm going to be injured.
You're the one that said it to me.
You know what? Get a grip. You have been strutting your stuff,
right.
Preening, peacocking from the get-go.
Yeah.
And now it's, oh, no, I might get hurt bad.
Doesn't jive, man.
I gotta put this off and put it off some more.
The whole competition's because of you. You're the one who instigated
because
this
I'm
by talking smack.
Because I'm a better athlete
you
than
can't
him.
Even
and you're getting
compete.
On top of for his excuses?
You can't even compete.
Come on.
How could you possibly be a better athlete if you can't even face him?
I'll prove it.
When?
August.
Maybe.
Somewhere in the future.
Wait, are you playing golf in August?
No, we'll play golf in June or July. Or May. I mean, I'm available. Let's roll.
Available.
You know, I would like to practice a little bit, but, you know, I haven't played yet this year. Listen, I'm just saying I'm available. I expect to win, but some of these things. And here's the other thing, John, and you should care about this, because for years you've been getting on my ass to make sure I work out. I'm working out. I actually feel better. I'm watching what I eat.
Oh.
These are good developments for my life.
Okay, but you realize we've been nonstop for nearly a decade.
Yeah, and I stunk at most
Joe,
of this stuff.
Why are you doing it like this? Why are you eating like that? Why aren't you exercising?
Why won't you
keep up with this?
Yes. I think he's been eating a little bit better.
I have been, Ruben. I have been.
But didn't you have like a chef or something?
He started
going
eating better with the chef thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's important.
He
it's
helps.
An improvement.
Yeah, man.
It's like,
you are
but
what you
the
eat.
Problem is he didn't really learn that much. So,
by the way, speaking of what you are, what you eat,
someone else
or put another way, a toilet is what you eat, I got to play some audio of Shaquille O'Neal from last night. He pulled a hammer. All right. Now we're going to get back to the Phillies and the Eagles in a moment.
Clear. Well, he can do that.
And when he unloads, he's probably got a lot to unload. Let's listen. Aye. Well, I'm just saying. I mean,
did you have to say?
Sure.
You didn't. Nope.
Well, I didn't have
nope,
to, but
didn't.
I chose
nope.
to. All right, Shaquille O'Neal last night. We're going to break this up into two parts. First, his departure. While the show is in segment, you got NBA playoff action. You got Ernie. You got Charles. You got Kenny. You got Shaq. Until you don't have Shaq.
The other thing about Kawhi. Is, you know, what I...
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, you know, catching a cramp?
Go ahead, keep talking, Jack.
Yeah, okay. We on TV.
I know what we're doing, go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
Hey, take some matches with you.
He's walking away.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
He can't hold it.
After 40, he can't hold it no more.
That's a first.
He can't hold it.
Unless he's got something.
After 40.
That wasn't something planned, was it?
No, it was not planned. Hey, listen, he was in the back talking about he's going to drink alcohol to clear up his
gut. No, he's been drinking the olive oil.
You know what? Olive oil to clean his gut. It's cleaning his gut.
I did not like his gait as he left. That was not a typical walk right there.
He's just gone.
That's awesome.
Funny. Live TV.
That's really great.
That's why they're the best.
Wow. That's part of why they're the best.
That's why they're the best. Because guess what? They're just themselves.
I did not like his gait.
Oh, I love where when he first asks, he's like, you all right, big fella? He goes, no. He's like, no.
He sounded scared. Like something was going to happen on live now. TV.
I can just picture that.
That's funny.
Wow.
So they carried on without him. Now let's get to, there's an emergence. Funny. They're still on. He doesn't come back in a commercial break. Let's listen he comes back. Let's listen
How long was he?
I'm not sure. Let's listen to the reemergence of the big guy.
What I was going to say about Kawhi, Ernie, as before he goes, we need to get the thing. He reminds, here he is. So, I can feel
and then,
it. Now he's lifting.
And there was the gate. Oh, there was like.
Was number one, drinking that water.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen, man.
Drinking that water.
Drinking that water, huh?
Chuck, stop talking so damn much.
What do you mean?
Finish your point so we can go to break.
We waiting on you, fool.
I'm sitting here like, shut the hell up and hurry up.
Anyway.
Sorry about that, America.
He was trying to play it off like it was number one.
He was.
He's playing it off. No chance.
Nobody leaves the set.
Nobody believes him.
For number one. No one does that.
Not never.
Oh, wow.
So. Not ever.
Sounds familiar. I believe we had a...
I'm going to step away for a moment, literally to go to the bathroom.
And then the return.
Whole new man. Trust me.
I've been through that. That's
really?
Not, it's not fun.
Did you announce it?
I did a master cleanse, I guess, at one point, maybe several years ago. I was a GM at the time, and I was going through, you know, I'm trying to clear some things out. And...
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we had a meeting and I had a... Yeah, part of the master cleanse, especially in the morning, you have to drink this, you know, salt water solution, and it you have no chance if you don't.
Wow. What about as a center fielder? Pitcher struggling, you're the center fielder, there's nowhere to go, can't call timeout. You ever have one of those situations?
I never did, not on the field. I've never had to do that on the field.
I mean, I imagine you had to have teammates, right?
Before the game, maybe, but yeah, you take care of it before.
Because, Ruben, sometimes you get a 25-minute inning, 30-minute inning, if the pitcher really struggles. Like,
you know, he's different than most people.
Yeah.
The camera.
Well,
the camera is different.
John.
Where he has these emergencies.
There's a lot of us. See, John doesn't understand. There's a lot of us. That's why there's all these commercials for IBS. I mean, it is what it is. Big part of the society. I'm one of them.
Yeah,
I am.
It might be.
Honest. I mean, it's a thing.
It might be impossible for you to do this. Like
over
162 games, would it be possible for you to be
center field
bathroom free?
Center field would be tough. I'd pull a Manny Ramirez right. and go out in the wall.
Like you would have to leave the game at some point.
It'd be under consideration. Likely. Yeah, it would be. Let's go to the phones. Man. Anyway, classic.
That's a curse.
That's rough.
I mean, I do. I feel for you on that front.
Yeah.
On that front.
Thank you.
Not on the exercising front.
Yeah,
and I'm not going to hand you a bouquet because you've worked out for a week.
No, good point.
You need to work out. You need to stick it out. And I really do think, I'm glad that it's like you can feel a difference.
I do.
You should. That's awesome. That's the biggest reason you should be doing it.
You're right.
That right there is payoff for all of this. Like, if this creates a new habit,
you're right.
It's so worthwhile.
I tell my kids, you only get one body to work with, man. You better take care of that thing.
That's fair.
Right? You better take care of it.
I agree.
You only get one. You don't get another.
Unless you get a lot of plastic surgery, and it's sort of like having a second.
That doesn't change inside.
Who knows what AI could do with terms of technology, and you know, they could replace organs and this. Who the hell knows, you know? So let's just, you know, we'll see what happens.
I get both your points. Let's go, Phils. All right, Phils lose last night. Not good. James just sounded like Woody Woodpecker the way he just laughed right there.
Wasn't the first time, won't be the last.
Yeah, he cranked it up pretty good. Let's get to Jordan. We're pretty bad, depending on how you want to judge it. Jordan in Princeton. Good morning, Jordan.
Oh, good morning, Philadelphia. Good morning, Morning Show crew.
Hi, Jordan.
I'm back from a week in Disney with my family. It was the first time ever I managed to avoid this until my kids were 8 and 11. Oh. And I missed the show last week. I really missed you guys.
Did you like the experience of being at Disney World?
So I went in as a complete hater, and I have to give all credit to my wife, Jennifer, my beautiful wife. Disney blew me away.
That's
wonderful. Hospitality experience, it was exceptional.
That's
so
beautiful.
I'm never going again. I'm done. I did it. But it was great.
That's really cool.
I was going to ask if you needed a vacation from your vacation, because sometimes
honestly, work is my vacation from my vacation. I was happy to get back to work after that week. It's exhausting. but, you know, speaking of my wife, I was actually watching the replay of the YouTube show yesterday, and she says, hey, that showed the camera. Looks like you lost some weight.
Well, are you being serious or are you kidding?
No, I'm kidding, but I'm really proud of you, man. Health is wealth, and Ruben is right.
No, I asked that because I have already lost 5 pounds, so that's why I was wondering if you noticed or not. But thank you.
It comes off the face first. Comes off the face first. That's the important thing. Good show yesterday with Jody Mack. Good sports talk. John Ritchie, I like you better. You talk about music. You know, we say at the Hard Rock at Universal, they'll deliver a Fender to your hotel room. My kid gets a Strat. First thing he does, rips Hey Joe on it.
They delivered a guitar to your room, and then you just get to play it, and then you have to give it back?
You don't even have to give it back. They come pick it up when you check out.
That's amazing. And that's very fitting that he would go, Hey Joe. Way to go. You are a good dad.
Thank you. I trained him well. You got to train these kids on the history of music.
That's awesome. Every kid his age should learn Hey Joe. It's 5 chords.
And I mean, if you can rip that intro, I mean, you play that anywhere and heads turn. You know, that first riff, what a song. What a musician, what a song. Phillies.
I agree.
You know, here's my big concern with the Phillies. And first, the good. Watching Diaz's face when Stott hit that home run, that was great. You know, I'm not worth the price of admission to watch a whole baseball game, but that was pretty nice. Here's my big concern. Three things the Phillies struggle with historically, and we're already struggling with them. One is a bad starting pitcher, and that's Aaron Nola right now. I mean, I love the guy. I don't think it's the weather. I think it's age. I think he's got a couple of miles off, and he's got to find something that isn't that fastball. Number two, the bullpen. Joe, I think you said yesterday you don't like the way this Jordan Romano looks. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. He looks like he tied one on last night and the night before and the night before. The guy doesn't look healthy. He doesn't look like new Joe DeCamera. He looks like old Joe DeCamera.
Yeah, he looks, he looks freaked out. He does.
And just haggard, and like the stress is weighing on him,
yep.
Not dissimilar to Bohm. The third thing, and this is the real thing that I think has just killed us the last couple of years, situational hitting.
Absolutely.
I love the plate discipline. I mean, I can't even believe that with Klentak, we still are improving our discipline at the plate. I'm shocked. However,
with Klentak? Where did he Klentak get in this?
Who's the batting coach?
Kevin Long.
Klentak. I'm like, where did he? Let's go back to Amaro if you're going to go back to Klentak.
You know, the guy ripped Amaro for every bad Phillies team. Look at the 2015 roster compared to.
No, there's no doubt. All right, Jordan, I need an answer from you, my man. Who or what was the big deal in the 90s and no longer is, but could still be, but isn't?
Alternative rock music.
It's different, but it's. Not as big, but I don't think that's the winning answer. I don't agree with that answer.
All right, too blanket.
Coming up, we're getting an answer from Ruben. We touched on this briefly earlier. Andrew Painter to the bullpen, which to me sounds like a reasonable thing to try to improve this bullpen and best utilize his service this year. Ruben says definitive no. Why? We'll get to that in 1 minute.
It's grilling season. It's time to fire up those grills and enjoy some mouthwatering steaks, incredible burgers, and perfectly seasoned chicken from Wild Fork Foods. Whether you're tailgating, hosting a backyard bash, or just hungry for something real, Wild Fork has you covered. Stock up on the 2-pack of ribeye steaks, only $10.98 a pound, or the Brazilian beef ribeyes, only $8.98 a pound. For Easter, we ate the filet mignon and crab cakes for a surf and turf. It was unbelievable. Treat yourself to affordable luxury with a white truffle veggie burger. The burger is amazing. Rich tastes of white truffles with a mix of quality veggies, creating a gourmet food experience that you can make at home. 2 packs for only $6. If you haven't checked out Wild Fork Foods yet, what are you waiting for? It's a food experience that your family and friends will be talking about well after the meal is done. Visit their Neshaminy location located right across the street from the mall or one of their other greater Philadelphia locations or shop online for same-day delivery straight to your door. Visit wildforkfoods.com today.
All right. Point, counterpoint, let's roll. Me versus Ruben Amaro Jr. Now, Ruben, here's the deal. I certainly am aware that the body and baseball and things of that nature, you're going to have a ton more knowledge than me and almost any of us, obviously, because you live through it as a player and as a GM and as a coach. So let me give you the from afar view that I have of the Phillies pitching situation. Bullpen's been a disappointment. And probably will remain not really strong enough with what they currently have. I've been intrigued all the last 3 months leading into the season, early part of the season. Hey, two starters are probably going to be moved into the bullpen in October. I'm not counting Taiwan. I'm talking about Ranger and then, like, pick another guy. Probably Painter, maybe someone else. My mindset was Painter to October to the bullpen, great. I hear Giglio talking yesterday. And he references, why wait till October to move Painter to the bullpen? Why not use him in the bullpen in June, July, August, and September when he emerges from his injury and can really play at the big league level for the first time? And I thought, well, that seems to make some sense. I mean, I already got a lot of good starting pitchers. Why not put him in the bullpen, spread out his appearances, and be able to use him for, 40, 50 innings, 30 innings that can be really effective in the bullpen, and get him prepared for being out of the bullpen in October. Ruben, you said earlier, absolutely not. Why?
He's too valuable an asset, and I will tell you this. First and foremost, for this year, they are going to need more than the five or six starters that they have right now. And I say six starters, but Ranger's not even on the roster yet. They are going to need 8 to 10 starting pitchers this year. I'm going to tell you that right now because that's how it goes. That's how a season goes. But more importantly for the future of this player, there was a time when you could bring a young player and put him in the bullpen and get him accustomed to being in the in the major league uniform. This guy has never done it. He's never been built to do it. You're going to put a player who's coming off a major injury, and with the type of torque and the way he throws the baseball, you're going to put him in a position to break again because his body is not used to doing this. And frankly, they're building him to be a starter in the major leagues for them sometime in June, July, or August when there is a breakdown and a need. And I think you're putting the future of one of the best pitching prospects they've ever had,
wow,
in a position to break.
Primarily because of it. So injury more than approach worry. You worry about injury.
Absolutely. There is so much stress. I mean, look at how bullpens are utilized now. Nobody throws more than two times in a row. Their arm care and all of that stuff is so different. The torque that these guys are putting on their bodies is prone to breaking down. Why would you put that guy in that position when, he's just too valuable an asset?
So what's the solution?
Why did it work for a guy like Ranger?
Good question.
Ranger had the ability. Some guys had the ability to like bounce back and forth. Some guys and that would be the guy that I would put in the pen at some point if you feel like you have enough guys in the rotation. But they got to stretch people out. Who do they have after these guys? They don't have anybody in the minor leagues who can pitch as a starter and be able to say, God forbid, one of your big boys, a Lizardo or a Nola or a Wheeler, goes down right now. Mm-hmm. Then what are you going to do? Ramp him back up after setting him up to be a bullpen guy?
Well, let me ask
you.
Then you
got to send him back down and ramp him. I mean, you're putting yourself in a position to damage probably one of the best prospects they've had in a long time.
So, Ruben, what's the answer to this question then? Let's say no one is injured in October. Might be, might not be. But that'd be the best case scenario. No one's injured.
Yep.
And I've got six guys that are viable options to start an October playoff game. Let's just go through them. I got Wheeler, who's guaranteed.
Yes.
If they make it, he's the only guaranteed starter.
Yep.
I've got Nola, who previously has been guaranteed. Right now it's shaky. I got the two lefties in Lizardo and Sanchez that have been here this year. I've got the other lefty in Ranger, who's going to be back. And hopefully I got the kid in Andrew Painter. Now, only four guys are going to start in October.
Correct.
Who's not starting?
Ranger Suarez is going to the pen.
And
today.
Who?
You might have to put the other kid. Or he might start.
Who's the other kid?
The kid might start.
Painter, you're talking about?
Yeah, so I'm saying who goes to the bullpen?
You can put anybody in the bullpen.
So would Aaron Nola work out of the bullpen? My point is...
He would do anything for the team.
No, I'm not saying stuff that. Play out
I'm
of the
saying
bullpen
the stuff, and I'm saying the arm, and could he get injured? Like, you're saying the kid's never done it, where Aaron Nola hasn't done it either, so why?
He hasn't. But again, he can be a long guy or something like that, or a piggyback type of a guy. I think you're putting a kid in a position to break before he gets a chance. One, we get a chance to see what he can do in the major leagues because, you got to find out whether the guy can pitch in the big leagues. There's a third deck. And so now you're expecting this guy to close games?
Well, can I throw something at you?
Games?
Rube, you were there for it. What about David Price in 08? Top prospect in the sport. They brought him in, put him in the bullpen. We've seen Adam Wainwright in 06. Like, we've seen some of these top prospect pitchers who are starters go to the pen, help out for a playoff run, and then go back to being a starter. We've seen it many times.
It's happened, but I would not do that unless the kid is already pitching in his role, and then you can ramp him back down.
Is it because of the Tommy John?
Yes.
We saw Brett Myers do it. He didn't have Tommy John, but we saw him do it very effectively in 07. Effectively.
You have to have a certain mindset. You have to be able to... I think we got to find out about this guy becoming a starter before we find out what he can do in the major leagues and then go from there.
Okay. Well, look, you can react to it. I don't love the answer. I certainly, obviously, no joke here, I totally respect Ruben's acumen that brings this kind of intel to us that to me is... different perspective than I've had.
Is it possible that they put him in a position to do that during the course of the next 4 months? Maybe. But I'm telling you, they're going to need starting pitching depth during this year.
And
that's the guy they need to have ready.
Follow-up question. Let's say he doesn't crack the top four for the playoffs as a starting pitcher, which, by the way, they're not guaranteed to make. But let's just say they make the playoffs and he doesn't crack the top four.
Put him in a pen.
You got two choices. Not use him or put him in the
pen.
Put
him in the pen.
So you want his first bullpen to be like October.
Well, I think they...
September?
You don't necessarily want to do that. But
okay.
Yeah.
You're saying at some point in September
he's
you would serve...
He's going to have to get a feel for doing it. I mean, a lot of it depends on, you know, how it reacts to being
so
in the big leagues.
You,
I love it.
But,
it's an all-hands-on-deck approach.
But hold on. But from an injury standpoint, why are you comfortable putting him in that position in October but not in July?
Because...
A championship's on the line? Because I would tell you a championship's on the line in July. I'm trying to make the playoffs. I got guys like Bryson Wheeler in their prime.
But you're not winning or losing the championship in July.
No, but you might miss the playoffs. Part of the kid to the bullpen thing is I might not make the playoffs unless I solidify this freaking bullpen.
This guy can't come to the big leagues to be the savior. That's not the right approach. And this team is not built to have this guy be their savior. I'm sorry. This is a kid that's a long-term solution to be an excellent starting pitcher for a long time.
Well, listen, hopefully, look, you can react to that, 215-592-9494. Eagles don't exactly need a savior at pick 32. What they could use, obviously, is a player that comes in and helps. Daniel Jeremiah on the Eagles at 32. We'll get to that coming up in 1 minute, what Jeremiah is saying about the Birds and Howie at pick 32. Hey, Joe DeCamera here to tell you, April showers, they obviously, you guys know the deal, they bring May flowers, but bald tires... Well, you probably know this as well. They bring trouble with a capital T. You don't want that. On slick spring roads, worn-out tread means longer stops, less control, and way more risk. Do not chance it. Get your car to United Tire and Service. That's right. United Tire and Service. Roll in to United Tire and Service for a free tire inspection and serious deals, great deals on top brands, including an extra $50 off any four tires. I was at United Tire and Service, I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, getting my car serviced. Great seeing Greg and the crew. Wonderful people. True experts at what they do. Phenomenal. By the way, 10 different locations throughout the Delaware Valley. So find the location nearest you at this website, unitedtire.com. That's unitedtire.com for service, for tires, for anything and everything related to your car. They're locally owned and operated. They're awesome. You can check out all the information at unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. All right, let's listen to Daniel Jeremiah because he was on a podcast with John Clark, John Clark's podcast yesterday, and they talked about a lot of stuff, including potential strategy for Howie with round one and obviously pick 32. Here's Daniel Jeremiah.
So he's got 20 picks in this draft and next year's draft. So does that lead you to believe he would be more likely to move up or – move back?
I think he'd move up. You know, I think there's so many people that want to get out in this draft that are trading back that what is Howie done his entire career? He's zigged when everyone else has zagged, and he's going to be able to see if we have a premier player start to slip. Man, they're armed. They're armed and ready to go. So,
look, true, but I'll say this. If you really want to talk about zigging when people zag, zigging would be continuing to stockpile the drafts picks. Like, you don't have to use them all. You really don't. I mean, this team's really good right now. Chances are 3 or 4 years from now, 5 years from now, probably won't be as good. They just won a Super Bowl. Should make the playoffs again next year. The reality is I think they could use more help down the road, and it would not surprise me at all, to the point John made earlier, trade down, accumulate more draft picks, keep rolling them to the future, when, let's be real, you could actually probably use more help in the future. If I'm Howie Roseman, I'm about to retire in 2 years. Load up now, baby, because the band's shutting down in 2 years because I'm leaving in 2 years and retiring. I don't think he's retiring in 2 years. So I don't put it past him at all to continue to move the picks down the road, frankly, in years they could probably use him more. All right, one more piece of audio from Daniel Jeremiah, and I want to get John's reaction on potential draft pick Jalen Walker, because Daniel Jeremiah continued on with John Clark talking about Walker.
It's impossible to make a prediction of who's going to be there at 32, but I will make a prediction. Like, if for some reason people overthink Jalen Walker like they overthought Nolan Smith, and, you know, he's not big enough and the size, like if he starts to drift and drop, I'm like, oh my gosh, they could just go do the exact same thing all over again.
And obviously Nolan Smith worked out great. John, how good is he?
Well, a guy who can do the hybrid thing, the tweener thing. This is, once again, I don't know how many of those you can jam onto a defense, but he can do the off-ball inside linebacker thing. He can do the edge linebacker thing. This is, man, this versatility really is amazing, especially coming from where we used to be linebacker-wise, where we had just like, it was like the refuse pile.
Yep.
We just had just guys. Now we've got amongst the most talented athletes in the country. We're thinking about, okay, can we fit him here? And maybe we can blitz him off the edge every once in a while. We can sugar him up. If we're in an under front, we can make him the Sam. He can also man up the tight end if we need him to. Just that degree of versatility is something that we could not, we just didn't have here in our linebacking core. Now we got these guys. Jalen Walker can do everything, and it's exciting that he can sack quarterbacks as well. The issue with a lot of these guys now is I just think they're too small. And then they get in there and they prove me wrong. I feel like if I had my druthers, I'd prefer a 6'5", 265-pound edge rusher instead of a 6'1", 243-pound edge rusher.
One thing that Brandon Graham did,
because of arm length.
Yeah. One thing BG did really well, he set the edge. He could play the run.
Well, that's a huge deal.
Even though he wasn't a classic, like he wasn't Clyde Simmons, William Fuller, classically
big. He just
had
power.
He did.
He could stuff you if you tried to kick him out.
Yeah.
And, you know, so a guy, it's just it's unreasonable to expect that a guy who's, you know, 240 pounds is going to be able to do that with the same energy and physics that Brandon Graham at 265 is able to generate.
I agree. Hey, Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's their people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, would you trade the Eagles' first-round pick at 32 for T.J. Watt, yes or no? Same question but different name. Would you trade it for Trey Hendrickson? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's get to Chavis right now in Coatesville. Good morning, Chavis.
Hey, I'm sorry, fellas. I got to give you, John, and Jimmy an apology. I haven't called you since you won the Super Bowl. I've been pretty busy. We moved cattle all over the place. I'm sorry, fellas.
That's okay.
It's okay, Chavis. Thank you for calling us today. It's great to hear you again.
Always good to hear from you, particularly when your team is, you know, not number one, and, you know, our team is.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe you should just give up on your crappy team.
Listen, all my teams are falling off. The Pittsburgh Steelers are talking about Aaron Rodgers. What the hell? I hope he goes fall off the side of a cliff.
Yeah,
it just seems fake.
Well, you got a desperate coach right now. He hasn't had a quarterback in about 5 or 6 years. He's looking for a quarterback.
I mean, we brought Mason Rudolph back. I hope he does something better than what Aaron Rodgers has done.
Well, he probably wouldn't be better. He stinks.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph ain't that bad.
You ready for this, Chavis? He stinks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think? Hey, who are you? Hey, you gonna get beat up anyway? Hey, listen.
What?
Listen. I gotta say something. North Carolina. There's a fella in North Carolina I know very good. He's a bear. He's a definite Eagle fan.
You know what? And, you know, Chavis, as a longtime caller, you've been calling us for years. I'm stunned that you don't know to have your radio off in the background. What's going on with you today?
I thought I had it down long.
Down, but I can hear me talking to you.
I
don't want to hold on.
Hold on, Joe.
Steelers stink. They stink. They're like the contestants in Beat the Hammer.
I know they stink.
Okay. No, Chavis, I'm playing around, buddy. Hey, give me a big answer, man. What was a big deal in the 90s and isn't now? Chavis.
I don't know.
Just like the Steelers, ready for prime time.
Early, and I just woke up.
Neil O'Donnell.
Neil O'Donnell. Chavis, stay well, buddy. Always good hearing from you,
Chavis.
How about Slash? That was a '90s guy, Cordell Stewart.
Yeah, sure.
Remember when he was Slash before he was the starting quarterback, using him every which way. All right, 215-592-9494. calls, plus another draft deep dive with Sheil Kapadia. Phone calls, 9 o'clock hour. We're going to get to your comments from YouTube. There's a lot happening here today, including a frustrating Phillies team on 94 WIP.
As the seasons and temperatures change, the last thing you want is a faulty HVAC system that cannot keep up with your family's needs. That's why you need to contact Horizon Services right away, because you should always be relaxed and stress-free in your home. Horizon, they are here to keep you comfortable inside, no matter the weather outside. With Horizon Services, you can service your existing system or get a new heating and cooling system. And thanks to Horizon's expert technicians, you can trust the job will be done right the first time. And that way you're just worry-free year-round, and you can keep your home at your perfect temperature. Plus, Horizon Services has same-day service, money-saving warranties, rebates, and flexible payment options. They'll work with you to make sure the work gets done on your time while helping you save money. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so don't wait for an emergency to happen. Schedule a visit at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Book today, knowing with Horizon Services, help is on the way.